Greetings and welcome to Mail Roo Group's Q1 Results Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. At the conclusion of today's conference call, instructions will be given for the question-and-answer session. As a reminder, this conference call is being recorded. I would now like to turn the call to Tatiana Volochkovych, Director of Investor Relations at Mail Roo Group. Ms. Volochkovych, you may begin.
Thank you all, and welcome to Mail Roo Group's First Quarter 2020 Unaudited Financial Results Conference Call. I'm joined by Boris Dobrodeev, Matthew Hammond, Fedor Rubcov, Vladimir Gabrielian, and Vladimir Nikolsky. As we hope you understand, we are in a rather unique environment given the ongoing local lockdowns. Hence, we do apologize in advance as coordination during Q&A might take some delays in our responses as we're all in different locations. Luckily, we have our own messengers who assist us through this challenge. During the Q&A, we would also kindly ask you to pose one question at a time to keep things more manageable. We will certainly take the time to answer all of your questions if you have more than one. The call is also audio-only this time, but you can see some helpful reference data in the quarterly slide deck located in the IR section of our website. Before I pass it on to Matthew, who will provide a summary of our results and current outlook, I will read the Safe Harbor Statement. Please note that this press release contains statements of expectations and other forward-looking statements regarding future events and future financial performance of the group. The forward-looking statements in this release are based upon various assumptions that are inherently subject to significant uncertainties and contingencies, which are difficult or impossible to predict and may be beyond the group's control. Many factors could cause actual results to differ materially from those discussed in the forward-looking statements included herein, including those referenced under risk factors in the group's public filings. We would like to direct you to read the forward-looking disclaimer at the back of our release, particularly with respect to the possible difference.